So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross to the place called the Place of a Skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on either side, and Jesus between them. Amen. When the guilty are convicted and given their penalty, we rejoice because it means justice has prevailed. Evil has been caught. The criminal didn't escape. And we who do good can hold up our heads and boast of how we're not like the prisoners. Yeah, we've got our faults, but at least we're not peering from behind steel bars in an orange jumpsuit locked up in a penitentiary. We demand justice, that the guilty get what they deserve. And when they do, it reminds us that it does pay to keep the law, that doing good is still recognized by society. We like it when the guilty are sentenced. Our sense of justice, our sense of right and wrong is satisfied for the moment. Civil law punishes crime, and by it, order is preserved and peace maintained. But when we look at the criminal, how easy it is to make comparisons and think we're a little higher, a little better than the guy who got caught. We demand justice. We enjoy seeing the guilty getting punished, but when it comes to ourselves, it's always a different standard. We're never quite as guilty as the next person. We are never as guilty as the judge says we are. It's okay to see justice served on someone else, but when it comes to our own skin, we think a little differently, that we're just a little more innocent than our neighbor. Our sense of right and wrong, our sense of justice does come from God, who has written his law in our hearts. But our God, he is a just God, and he doesn't let sin off the hook. He likes true scales and equal balances. He despises deceivers, and he commands an honest tongue. And God is a record keeper. Oh, yes. He keeps your record of sin, and not one is missed. And he does not need juries and lawyers to convince him one way or the other. God knows your sin. God knows your guilt. Even if you try very hard to convince yourself how innocent you are, God knows otherwise. We demand justice, but so does God. And his record is accurate, and when his gavel hits, the verdict is final. Comparisons between ourselves and others make us feel good, but they cannot save. The chief priests, the scribes, the Pharisees compared themselves to other people in Israel and saw within themselves a self-righteousness surpassing that of their neighbors. Oh, they were the chosen ones. They were the children of Abraham, the followers of Moses. To them, keeping God's law was the way. One had access into God's kingdom, and so they had no use for Jesus. His doctrine, his works, eating with sinners, doing miracles, raising the dead and forgiving sins. It showed them. It showed them what they didn't want to see, and that is salvation is something that God gives. Cannot be earned. And this is why the gospel of Christ angered Jesus' enemies, because it showed them all of their works, even the blood coursing in their veins, doesn't save. When they saw Jesus, they were confronted with the reality. They weren't higher than their neighbor. They weren't more righteous than their neighbor, because they kept God's law better than the next person. The teaching of Jesus revealed to them that all their effort to keep God's law and even suppress the people by that law, not only did that not grant them access into God's kingdom, but without faith, without faith in God, your work, so filled with sin and wickedness, will only condemn you. Sometimes people who hate the gospel do so because they inwardly believe they are more righteous than their neighbor, and they don't need to hear about salvation being a gift because they believe inwardly that salvation is something they can achieve on their own. And brothers and sisters baptized into Jesus Christ, we are all guilty of that sin. That is a sin, in one way or the other, no man, no woman escapes. And so tonight on this Good Friday, let us put away our comparisons. Let's repent of our legalism. Let us confess our self-righteousness and bow before our Lord and our King. Tonight is the night we celebrate the fulfillment of a promise. It's in Genesis where God gives that promise that he will crush the serpent's head. And the venomous, fanged head of the snake is crushed at the place of a skull, Golgotha, where your Christ, your Savior, suffers everything the devil can muster. The devil does his worst on the Son of God, while the Jews mock, ridicule, and scorn the Lord of glory. Divine wrath falls on Jesus. Our just God punishes the ultimate sin-bearer, who is his very own Son. Justice pours upon the body of Jesus, a bloody sacrifice that is the price for sin. We like comparisons. We like equity and justice. But I say to you tonight, there's nothing fair about the gospel. There's nothing fair about our relationship with God. Fairness would be us hanging on the cross. Fairness would be us paying the penalty for our own sin. That would be fair. That would be just. That's how we see it play out in society. The criminal gets what they deserve. The guilty pay the price. The gospel, the good news of sins forgiven in Christ, that message defies our standard of justice because the gospel is not fair. Rather, it is something that Christ does freely. His salvation is his work, his gift. To sinners estranged from God and dead in sin, Christ loves us to give his life. He sheds his blood, holy, precious blood. That is the price for your sin. It's not what we have deserved. It's not what we could ever merit by our works, but it is a gift. Your sin is paid. Justice has been served to Christ. Your Lord has your sin, Christian. Tonight, be reminded of this work your God has freely and lovingly done for you. Behold your Lord and your King as he suffers and dies to save you, to take punishment rightfully yours. There's nothing fair about that. It transcends fairness. It transcends comparison and measurement within our minds. For God's atoning work in Jesus Christ, that has been done out of his unfathomable deep love for you. By nails and thorns, leave here today regarding yourselves redeemed for the sin of self-righteousness, for the sin of pride and conceit, idolatry and coveting. These sins, and even the ones we are not aware of, they are covered in blood. Jesus has covered them, atoned for them by his blood to make you innocent before God. Justice, justice has been met. Jesus has done it. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which does surpass all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus from now until life everlasting. Amen.